There are around 329,462,000 people living in the United States right now, and about 80% of them have been told to stay at home. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN 10. Stay at home, shelter in place, self-isolation, social distancing. These are all terms pretty suddenly being used worldwide. They're defense measures against the spread of coronavirus. Authorities from federal governments down to local ones are trying to encourage people to avoid others as much as possible. Many continue to ignore these orders. And one reason why health officials are so angry about that is because of this. While some people who contract COVID-19 have severe and deadly symptoms, others have absolutely none at all. In Iceland, a country that has reported more than 1,200 cases, half of those who've tested positive for coronavirus say they've had no symptoms. In the United States, where there have been over 200,000 cases, government health officials estimate that 25% of them have no symptoms. So it's a situation where tens of thousands of people are carrying the virus and possibly spreading it without even knowing it. So now the U.S. government is considering a recommendation that the general public wear face masks as long as there are still enough for the healthcare workers who need them. There are currently shortages in many American hospitals. What's interesting about this is that the World Health Organization, part of the United Nations, has said it doesn't have evidence that masks will protect the general public. But a top American health official says something doesn't have to be 100% effective to have some benefit.